Wouldn't you love to have a chocolate chip cookie right about now? Well, one of the very best was the original Famous Amos cookies, created by Wally Famous Amos, who as a young man used to bake cookies with his aunt. He took her recipe, modified it with some secret ingredients, and voila. But nearly three decades ago now, Wally Amos, who apparently was a better baker than he was businessman, lost his company. And then was actually sued by the company that took it over the use of his own name when he tried to start a new cookie company. He explained it all to me in our 1994 interview.
I was involved in a lawsuit with Famous Amos over who owned my name. And as I would explain to people what was happening, they were in shock. They were angry. They just couldn't understand how someone could take my name. And my whole attitude towards it was very positive. I said, well, it's just a name. I mean, people change their names, and I'm not attached to that name. I'm not that name. I'm spirit. I'm a child of God. And you can't confine or define what my spirit is. And so I thought that it would be nice to give people a different perspective on their name, on dealing with challenging situations. Because the thing is that we should not become emotionally involved in them, because it warps our perspective. It muddies our view of what we're happening. So that was it. I wanted to show them that there was another way of looking at the world.
I couldn't help think, though, that a lot of readers will get very emotionally involved with your struggle in here. I'm trying to imagine what it must be like to be told you cannot conduct commerce using your own name.
I think it depends on your belief system. I think it depends on what your perspective of life is. And mine was, I mean, it was a bit unsettling for a couple of minutes, but not long, you know, because, well, I had experienced so much before that. I had already lost the company, you know, and I mean, I watched the company slip away from me. That was kind of preparation, because during that, see, every time an experience happens to me, Bill, I look at it and I say, well, now, what's the lesson? What, you know, I created this. I don't feel victimized. This is something that I created. Now, what am I supposed to learn from what's going on here? So when I began to lose the company, I said, now, what's the lesson? And the lesson for me was letting go of attachments. And how could I be more attached to something that was named after me? My picture was on it. Everybody called me Famous. I mean, you know, so there it was. Well, that was a gut-wrenching experience. But I processed that. So when I got to the name, it was no big deal. You know, I said, oh, okay, now what's next? Well, I got to get another name. And the reality is that from April 1st, 1992, when I was served with papers, mm-hmm. till August 17th, 1992, I was free to use my name. No one would do business with me because I was being sued, but legally I could use my name because we had a dispute over an agreement. But no court had ruled that that agreement was valid. So August 17th, a judge issued a preliminary injunction saying, Wally, there are four names you will not use until this thing is settled by a court, by a trial jury. The name is Wally Amos, Famous Amos, and Famous in conjunction with Amos. Well, that was good news, because with the judge telling me what I couldn't do, he also told me what I could do. He said, Wally, there are millions of names you can use. And so I then began to seek out another name and ultimately came up with the name The Uncle No Name Cookie Company. All right, so this is the problem is you can't use your name. Well, the solution is find another name, and that's what I did.
It had to sting a little bit, though, it stung a lot, apparently, mm-hmm. though, when it wasn't just that you couldn't use your name, but mm-hmm. it was that they had your name mm-hmm. on an inferior cookie.
That was the trying part for me, because the cookies that they were selling did not represent the product that I had created. I countersued and said, because on their package at the time, it said that they were using the recipe of the original baker, founder, whatever, Wally Amos. So I countersued and said that was not the case. So I had to live with that, and I still live with that to some extent. It's not, you know, I mean, more and more people are beginning to know, but it is still a product that is not a Wally Amos product.
The difference is in the taste.
The difference is in the taste, and you can't fool your mouth. And as I'm doing interviews now, more and more people, I do a lot of call-in shows, more and more people are calling in, telling me, Wally, you know, I had a call, I was in Philadelphia the other day, I had a call, a person, they were blaming me. They said, well, that guy, you know, he's sold out just like everybody else, he's gone, and now he's, you know, he's put less ingredients and then downgraded the product to make more money because they're selling cookies everywhere. He's selling two bags of cookies for a dollar. So, I mean, so, you know, people now, that's a reflection on my character and on my integrity. So I must vindicate myself, and I will.
have you come to decide, have you come to realize that cookies are your life?
Oh, no question. When I first lost Famous Amos. I want to make it clear that I was not victimized. You know, no one took advantage of me. I took advantage of me. I acted stupidly. But when I lost the company in 89, my first reaction was, I don't want anything to do with cookies. Because I had some anger, you know, and I had some frustration and that I was working through, a little vengeance that I wanted, you know. But I worked through that, and finally by 1991, I said, wait a minute. I love selling cookies. I love eating them, making them. I love everything about chocolate chip cookies. But also, there are millions of people that identify me in cookies and chocolate chip cookies. I've created a lot of goodwill. That goodwill didn't belong to Famous Amos. It belonged to Wally Amos. So I want to pull that back to me. And that was when I started Wally Amos Presents Chip and Cookie, centered around two chocolate chip cookie character dolls that my wife, Christine, created. And that's what created the lawsuit also. Well, the lawsuit went on for 19 months, and October 25th, 1993, I signed the settlement agreement. The settlement is Famous Amos and I have joint custody of the name Wally Amos. I don't have visitation rights on that one. Famous Amos does, in fact, now own the name Wally Amos as a brand name. Don't look so distressed. They own it as a brand name, as a trademark for food only. Okay? They're never going to use it. They're never going to. I mean, how can they use it? What are they going to use it for? I don't need the name Wally Amos. It would be too confusing with Famous Amos anyway. I don't need the name Wally Amos because I've got no name. You don't need a name if you got no name. You know? No name, an easy name to remember. Okay? So that's one aspect of it. But I own the name for everything else. So I'm going to do Wally Amos T-shirts, Wally Amos caps, Wally Amos pencils, Wally Amos wastebaskets, you know. I can do it freely. But also, the important aspect of the settlement is that I have rights of publicity, which means that I can use my name and likeness to advertise, promote, create awareness for the Uncle No Name Cookie Company. That's what's important, you know, not the name, but the ability to let people know that it is yours, with whatever name you choose.
But, you know, all this goodwill that you were talking about a moment ago that you had built up, what distinguishes you from so many other people in commerce, in business today, is that that goodwill was built up not as some sort of calculated gesture, like, what could I do in a cynical kind of way that might make friends? You're genuinely concerned with other people, with the welfare of individuals as well as collective humankind.
Yes,
I mean, these things were natural gestures of yours that, as a consequence, built goodwill. This wasn't a calculated move on your part.
It was not. And I think that my consistency during the last 19 years have proven that. I mean, I know that I have credibility, and I've proven that through the years, and my heart's in the right place.
And what you do, you get back.
You know, I am so totally convinced that the reason I have been able to land on my feet through all of my trying situations is because I've been a giver. It's just so natural for me to give, and I know that giving is receiving. You know, it is the way of life. What you give comes back, not tenfold, I think a thousandfold, a millionfold, and from the most unexpected sources. So I am just so blessed.
One quick thing I wanted to ask before I run out of time. In the back of the book, when you list, you know, one by one, the things that you learned.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see in here keep a sense of humor about you.
You know what? It's interesting that you say that, because I have been reflecting on those 10 points that I mentioned, and it occurred to me that one of the most important ones I left out was humor.
Well,
it was fun.
You could kind of put it under the one category here where you said kept my sense of enthusiasm alive.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of, you know, when you've got a joyful outlook.
And, sure. But humor really deserves a category all of its own, and that is a strong facet of my personality.
Because you do have a good sense of humor.
Of my character, and that has been a saving grace for me, that I do have a sense of humor. That I can laugh at myself, that I can see the absurdity of all of this stuff, man, because, you know, you're going to die and leave it all, and life will go on. So what's the deal? What's the point?
True.
Yeah, have fun. I play my kazoo, and I just, you know, just keep going around giving away cookies.
Wally eventually became so famous that he was even in an episode of The Office.
I give you Wally Amos, founder of Famous Amos Cookies.
Yeah! Ah! Ah! La, la, la. So, I hear you all looking to bake up some dough in the sales game.
Wally Amos celebrated his 83rd birthday earlier this month. Some kazoo music, no doubt. I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.